This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is One Lap Down with Lori Monroe for the week of October the 15th. Here's what's making news right now. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been on a media tour this week to help promote his new book, Racing to the Finish, My Story. Touted as Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s only authorized book revealing the inside track on his final year of racing and retirement from the driver's seat. I'm sure it's a good read. Jr. says, time was running out on my charade. My secrets were about to be exposed to the world. I'm told you can buy it anywhere. Bubba Wallace has been named to Ebony Magazine's Ebony Power 100 for his accomplishments as a NASCAR Cup Series driver. Wallace joins Antonio Brown, Stephen Curry, and Venus Williams on a list of MVPs that have been created to recognize leaders of color who have positively impacted their community. Congratulations, Bubba. Lilly Diabetes is ending their relationship with Roush Fenway Racing at the end of this year, and driver Ryan Reed finds himself out of a job as well. The sponsor is shifting their focus to other initiatives that support the diabetes community. Premium Motorsports has announced that this week they're done with the Truck Series after the season and will focus solely on their Monster Energy Cup Series program in 2019. An auction for the team's assets will be held on October the 30th before they cease operations after the final race of the 2018 season at Homestead. This week in Innovators vs. NASCAR, it was a big weekend for penalties at last weekend's Talladega races. In the Camping World Truck Series, the 0-2 of Austin Hill, 52 of Stuart Friesen, and 21 of Johnny Sauter each received an L1 penalty. Air is not allowed to pass from one area of the interior to the vehicle to another or to the outside of the vehicle. Crew chiefs Chad Kendrick, Tripp Bruce, and Joe Shear Jr. have all been fined $5,000 apiece. The Monster Energy Cup Series penalties were handed down to the teams of Kyle Larson and Eric Almirola. Kyle Larson's number 42 received an L1 penalty. Damaged vehicle repair, regardless of how the damage occurred, is permitted to have only original body parts removed or reattached in their original locations with fasteners and/or tape only. They used unapproved metal tabs. Crew chief Chad Johnson been fined $25,000. Car chief David Bryant has been suspended from the next three cup races, and the team has also lost 10 driver and 10 owner points. Eric Almirola's number 10 car had a post-race lug nut violation. Crew chief John Klausmeier has been fined $10,000. In NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour news, Justin Bonsignor won last weekend's season finale, Sunoco World Series 150 at Thompson Speedway, and won the championship as well. Bonsignor is the fourth driver in the Whelen Modified Tour Modern Era to sweep all of the events at Thompson in the same season. Others include Steve Park in 1996, Mike Stefanik in 98, and Doug Coby in 2015. The K&N West Series just has one event left on their 2018 season, coming up on October the 27th at Kern County Raceway Park. Points leader Derek Thorne has a 26-point lead over Cole Rouse in the championship standings, who is then followed by Ryan Partridge, 29 points out of the top spot, so there really should be some great on-track battles for the title. In ARCA news, this Friday night's Kansas ARCA 150 will conclude the series' 2018 season. And unless he's kidnapped by aliens, Sheldon Creed driving the number 28 United Rentals AM Ortega Toyota will clinch the championship by merely rolling off pit road for the green flag. Creed will be sporting a very special paint scheme as well to honor his grandmother who passed away in 2014. The race will go green at 8:30 p.m. Eastern and will be televised live on FS1. And the race schedule for this weekend, the trucks are off until Saturday, October the 27th at Martinsville. The Xfinity cars will run on Saturday for the Kansas Lottery 300, and they'll take the green flag at 3:11 p.m. Eastern, and will be carried live on NBCSN. And the Cup cars, the Hollywood Casino 400, takes the green flag Sunday at approximately 2:37 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch it live on NBC. And Cup drivers in danger of elimination at Kansas. Almirola and Chase Elliott are locked in, but 10 other drivers will now battle for the remaining 6 spots, including both Kyle Larson and Alex Bowman, who are in must-win situations. Clint Bowyer is 21 points above the cutoff spot. Truex Jr. is 18 to the good, and Brad Keselowski is 18 below the cutoff spot, followed by Ryan Blaney, who is 22 below the cutoff. It's going to make for some very interesting racing and strategies for sure. And on the weather front, Saturday's Xfinity race will see sunny skies and a high of 62 degrees with a 0 chance of precipitation. And Saturday's Cup race, again, a beautiful day, lots of sun and a high of 57 degrees. And yeah, it's cool, but it could be worse, right? In birthdays this week, Red Farmer turns 90 years old. Happy birthday, Red Farmer. Happy birthday also goes out to Eddie Gossage, Chad McCombie, Chocolate Myers, Brad Doherty, and if you're celebrating a birthday this week, I hope it's a good one. In social media madness, all over social media this week, there's a real fun picture. Kurt Busch's neighbors placed a can of gas in front of his place with a note for Kurt after he ran out of fuel, losing the race at Talladega. It was pretty funny. And on Instagram, Jeb Burton spent the afternoon putting up some tree stands with his dad, Ward. And Sherry Pollock's via Sherry Strong OC on Instagram had some new bracelets to help support the MTJ Foundation. Mrs. Ashley Bush posted a nice picture of herself with a cup of coffee along with, want to hear a joke? Decaf. I agree. And via Twitter, it seems AP NASCAR reporter Jenna Fryer has upset some drivers like Ryan Blaney in regards to their lack of post-race availability. Blaney says he's finished in the top 3, gone to the media center, and has had no questions asked in the past. You can check it out on Twitter. There's a 4-mile-long thread on it, but nobody will respond to my tweets. That's all for One Lap Down with Lori Monroe. Enjoy the racing this weekend, whatever racing you enjoy the most.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.